Unless they're looking for it, wakeboarders at Fairfield's Wake Nation won't even see it. Way off to the side in a separate pond is a 13-foot tube hooked to a generator.
The beauty of it, if it's simplicity.
Frenchman Emmanuel Broquet is the brother-in-law of Wake Nation's owner. As a marine biologist and former fish farmer in the Mediterranean, he became aware of a technology that cleans lots of water, quickly, economically, and without chemicals. He says it removes microscopic particles not sucked out by other cleaning systems. Broquet is now developing what is called the vacuum airlift. Here's how it works. Two tubes pull in dirty water from a pond. Then air is injected, creating a column of water. This has a couple of effects. One, it acts like a circulating pump, and two, it shakes up the molecules.
If we would have to extract any gas from the water, this gas would be extracted right now, because the shaking of the water plus the vacuum created would be able to extract any gas that is dissolved in the water.
Broquet extracts the dirty gases by inserting microbubbles. This creates foam, and the foam is full of particles that are kept from going back into the pond. What's left is clean water in the pond and algae collection in the vacuum airlift. Broquet's partner, John Brooks, sees many applications for this machine, including harvesting the algae for fish and shrimp farming and biofuel production, frack water cleanup, drinking water systems, desalination, and oil removal.
We really believe that this is a game-changing technology that can do good for society, not just make us some money.
Brooks and Broquet plan to market the vacuum airlift in the U.S. and South America. Jacob Scheidler's passion for water took him to a series of remote islands off the eastern coast of Africa. For his master's thesis, he self-funded a trip to the Comoros Islands to study how the material used for rainwater collection affects its drinkability. He remembers collecting his first sample, which came out clean, and then being asked by the translator about it.
And there was like 50 Comorans around us, and he turns and he like yells like, "C'est bon!" And then a bunch of other Shingazija, which is their language. And the whole crowd erupts. And there's dancing and like, I was like, it's only the first sample.
Now let's back up a bit, because his new company is about more than just water. Before his trip, Scheidler was frustrated that scientists still use old-fashioned ways to organize and collect this type of data, and that wasn't going to work for his trip.
And it was a problem that I absolutely despised, because it was so inefficient and I couldn't collaborate with colleagues, you know, fellow students, or we were constantly shuffling through paper. And it made the whole research experience, like, not science-y at all.
Before the trip, he got an iPad and revised an app to record the data electronically. Believe it or not, this isn't normally done, and the EPA, in his words, was blown away as it questioned him about his methodology. He explained how it worked.
And so I get out there. We're doing it. It's wonderful. We get this great system going. And I input everything on that thing, like numeric data, audio clips. Because when we were walking house to house, I didn't have time to like thumb type stuff in. I would just talk into it notes that I had, and then I'd re-listen to it that evening and then type it back in. Pictures, everything was attached to a sample number. And it just sped up absolutely every nuance of that project.
This would be the start of Scheidler's efforts to create such an app and storage cloud for other researchers and citizen scientists when he returned. He called a software engineer friend of his, Caleb Lenore, and they started the company Liquid based on the challenges scientists have.
There is this barrier, for some reason, between like the sciences, like hard sciences, and engineering or the software development world, that there's not a lot of talking between the two worlds to say, like, here's this new technology we're developing, how could it be used to help science? There's not a lot of, like, here's a hard science, how can we use this in new technologies.
Lenore and Scheidler plan to test the new app and subscription-based cloud at NKU. They say Liquid is out to change the way the world does science and inspire and empower people to learn about the world. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.